This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this October 24th, Monday, 2022. And tonight, normally every Monday, I have Pastor Joe with me, but, well, he's not going to be here tonight. He's going to take a, he's taking a vacation. I was, I almost said I put him out to pastor, but no, he's out there. He's having a wonderful time, which he, him and his family deserve. And I always miss him when he's not here with me. We've been together for a long, long time. Well, tonight, but we still have right there on the board. It's just me and Courageous tonight. Hey, Courageous.
Good evening, everybody.
It's just the two of us tonight. Can we do it by ourselves?
I think so.
All right, let's get it done. All righty, we're going to start tonight. The title of the message was The Flawless and the Lawless. The Flawless and the Lawless. And you say, well, what does that mean? Well, obviously, there's one thing that is perfect, it's inerrant, and it's flawless besides God himself. And that's his word, the word of God, the King James Bible. And it has a lot to say about the lawless, and we're going to get into that. But first, a little commentary coming your way. By the way, the definition of lawlessness is living contrary to the law or iniquity. Iniquity is a definition for lawlessness. And so I was listening to Congressman Matt Gaetz and Louie Gohmert and Marjorie Greene, and they were talking about the filthy conditions of the horrible, horrible D.C. jail. They said that whenever one of the Christian patriots, heroes of the faith, would ask to see their lawyer in person, they would be put into quarantine for 14 days. Now, even though they were behind the plastic windows, now many of our heroes of the faith have been beaten and in every way mistreated. They have been denied bail, not allowed to shave, or even cut their fingernails or toenails. These heroes of the faith were being obedient to the Word of God by resisting tyranny. They were there January 6, 2021, to protest the theft, and I mean the theft, of the 2020 election by the Antichrist, Democratic Communist Party. The insurrection, as it was claimed against the patriots, was actually carried out by the following: Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, rogue FBI agents, dirty cops, dirty D.C. cops, Antifa, burn, loot, and murder, BLM, a host of others, bad actors like the fake news media and the D.C. mayor. Well, you know, there were 570 riots, real riots, by Antifa and burn, loot, and murder, and other Democrats, but they didn't need bail. They were told to, just to keep burning, looting, and murdering. Kamala Harris actually set up a system for them to bail them out so they could go back out and continue to burn, loot, and murder. Now, justice, folks, justice will not be served until all of the corrupt players mentioned above are serving time in that very same filthy D.C. jail in which the patriots, the heroes of the faith, are being held today. We're going to start our scripture tonight in 2 Peter chapter 2. Now, as we start out here, we see that these are the words of the Lord that he had told Peter, and Peter is seeing them come true in his time, right before his face. So, well, let's start. But there were false prophets who also among you, also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, and even denying the Lord have brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Many shall follow their pernicious ways by reasons of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Well, here, Peter had heard the words of our Lord, what we just read. Now, he was seeing them come true, just as the false prophets had contradicted the true prophets in the Old Testament. Now, Christ's teachings, and Christ was teaching the words of his to his apostles. Now, these teachers belittled the significance of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Some claimed he couldn't really be God. Others claimed he, well, you know, he couldn't have been a real man. They allowed, even encouraged, all kinds of wrong and immoral acts, especially sexual sin. Now, a number of false things were said about our Lord. And believe me, there were many false prophets there today, but not nearly as many as there are today. But yeah, there were many, many false doctrines were being taught. Many had taught that believe it or not, our Lord was a homosexual. Others taught that he was born out of wedlock, that he was a bastard. Others actually taught that he was actually demon-possessed. And so Peter was dealing with a lot of false prophets. So then he had to deal with the Judaizers, as did Paul, who those that said, yes, we do recognize Jesus is the Messiah, but faith in Christ alone was not enough for salvation. You have to have faith in Christ alone and then also keep the Jewish laws, which again was false teaching. So here, as we continue here, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. You know, that's happening today. We're seeing in the prosperity church, they, you know, fleece the flock. They make merchandise of the people, and also, you know, we see what's happening today. If we go back and we take a look at Ethabel III, and we see how he had human trafficking. We see how the Lord talks to Satan in Ezekiel 28 about his trafficking, and today the human trafficking is worse than it's ever been. It's worse than it's ever been, and it's happening. That they're bringing them into this country, and the Biden regime are the doorkeepers. They're there to keep the doors open, so the drug smugglers and the human traffickers can continue to make literally billions of dollars. And that's the reality. And so he goes on, and through covetousness shall feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now a long time lingereth not, their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down into hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, and spare not the old world, but save Noah and 8 persons, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and into ashes, condemned them with the overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Well, here, you know, if God did not spare the angels or people who live before the flood or the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah, he would not spare these false teachers. Some would have us to believe that God will save all people because he is so loving, but we are foolish if we think that he will cancel the last judgment. He's told us exactly what he's going to do. It's literally spelled out for us. And so here he gives you those 3 examples that should be a very, very clear warning to this world here. And, folks, for all these years, God is long-suffering, very long-suffering. For all these years, for 50 years, I've been preaching this. And I praise the good Lord for every single person that got saved by, not by me, but by the gospel of their salvation. But folks, for 50 years we keep preaching. Well, I guess I can't complain. Noah preached 120 years. And today we have again so many false teachers and false preachers. We see the false prophets coming to us on television. They're on the internet. They're on the radio. They're writing books, like The Purpose-Driven Life would be one of the very good examples. Here, they're denouncing that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only source of salvation. Remember some of those out there that, for example, Obama said that Jesus was a savior, but he was only one of many saviors. That's blasphemy. Remember how Oprah said that she is the source of her salvation, making herself deity. How George Soros said that he is a god. How he is a god. Well, you know, Ethabel III over in Isaiah 14, or Ezekiel 28, made the same statement. He thought he was a god, and, well, God showed him that he wasn't a god at all. Going back to where I left off, and he delivered just Lot, vexed with a filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and how to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of the uncleanness and despise government. Well, what is he talking about? When he's talking about government, he's talking about legitimate government. Despise legitimate government. The government that God had given us was legitimate government. Our government today is nothing like that at all. It has gone so far away from what the founding fathers gave us. And folks, it's you know, the corruption, the illusion that these people have that they can continue this way without it coming back on them. They're in for an extremely rude awakening. Here it says, presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Now, the dignities here speaking of are angelic beings. Angelic beings, like angels, okay? Or also, of course, like the Holy Trinity. But that's what he's referring to, angelic beings here. Whereas the angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not rally and accusation against them before the Lord. But these are as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed. Do you understand what he says here? These very people today, these Democrats, those people I mentioned out there, this is describing them. This is describing LGBTQ. This is describing the corrupt, the ungodly out there. And he says here, these are natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed. They speak evil of things they understand not. They shall utterly perish in their own corruption. They shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they count it pleasure to riot in daytime. I want you to think about this for a minute here. These people that are living under these illusions. You have Joe Biden shutting down our oil supplies, shutting down our pipelines, and then under the illusion that somehow we were going to make, to be able to replace that, or at least to some degree, you know, with solar or wind power, folks. Listening to the green movement out there, the radical environmental wackos, these are the same people that think boys can be girls and girls can be boys. These are the same people that think that men can have babies. These are the same people that don't know what a man or a woman is. These are the people that think little children could be furries, could be animals if they so choose to be animals. These are the people that want trans species. They want trans species. They want to not just transgenders, but trans species. We're talking about people that are so delusionary. These are the same people that think they can destroy the very image of God, kill 150 million babies, and not be judged by God for it. You know, there was a preacher today that said LGBT meant let God burn them. Let God burn them. Well, that's exactly what God says he's going to do with them. That's exactly what God said he's going to do with them. He goes on to say, here, he shall receive the reward of their unrighteousness. They shall count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots are they and blemishes, sporting themselves among their own deceivings while they feast with you. Listen to that. Do you understand what he's saying here too? When he's talking about that, he's referring to taking the Lord's table. And so these people would bring all kinds of food and make a big meal. That's not what the Lord's table is about. That's defiling the Lord's table completely. When you take the Lord's table, you do it exactly like the Lord instructed us to do it. We take the wine and the wafer, the bread, the wine and the bread, if you will. You don't come in and have a big feast and eat chicken and ribs and then afterwards say, okay, now we'll take the Lord's table. No. But he says this, having eyes full of adultery and they cannot cease from sin. That's exactly what our opposition is. That's exactly what our opposition does. Beguiling unstable souls and a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the ways of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of the unrighteous, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass speaking with a man's voice forbid the madness of the prophet. What was he doing? He was trying to use prophecy, trying to actually merchandise the word of God. What did T.D. Jakes say? T.D. Jakes says, Jesus is our product. He is what we sell. He's what we merchandise. Folks, these are the days we're living in. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest to the mists, who in the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. Well, a person is a slave to whatsoever controls him, folks. You know, he's in bondage. If it could be drugs, it could be sexual perversions, it could be money. Many believe freedom means doing nothing or doing anything you want. But no one is ever completely free in that sense. You see, if you refuse to follow God, then you're going to follow your own sinful desires, folks. That's right. If you refuse to follow the Lord, you'll end up following your own sinful desires. And here he goes on to say, for after they had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter is worse than the beginning. Peter is speaking of a person who has learned about Christ, who has been told and taught and understands that they truly understand how to be saved and has even been positively influenced by Christians. But then, after knowing this, after knowing the truth, then rejects the truth and returns to his sin. He's worse off than before because he has rejected the only way out of sin and the only way of salvation. It's like a man sinking into quicksand who refuses to grab a rope thrown to him. He goes on to say, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog, now isn't it interesting here? He's referring five times in the scriptures, sodomites are referred to as dogs. The dog has turned to his own vomit. Again, that vomit is sin. Sin. And the sow that was washed for her wallowing in the mire. Here, it's an interesting thing because the most vile creature there in those days was a female hog or a sow. And that was considered the most vile creature. And they would offer up to desecrate something, a female hog, as an offering, a sacrifice, as a type of desecration. We're going to hear now a little bit from Laura Logan. I think. Are we going to hear from Laura Logan?
Yeah, I came. Stand upon the brave. stand among the brave? Will you heed the call? Give your all, will you, for the USA?
Playbook, the right out of the socialist playbook. You divide and conquer. You don't tell them your intent. You get people to come in. You got your useful idiots, those of us who are paying for these people to have all these luxuries, and they lie about it. Yeah. How does it end?
Well, badly. It ends badly for some. Okay, so on a serious note, you know, people of all faiths have said to me that this is a spiritual battle. I am a firm and solid and immovable believer in God. And I believe that God wins. I believe that good is greater than evil. And I believe that the fallen angel, otherwise known as Satan, doesn't get to prevail in this world. So if you follow the Bible, or if you follow the Quran, or you follow the Book of Mormon, you know, people talk in various different ways about the end times. And if you fight for God, God will fight for you. But people,
final thought, though. I have to ask you this, because my audience is very God-fearing, God-loving, etc. Final thought. Only a couple of seconds, please. Is God okay with a closed border?
It's much bigger than that. God believes that in sovereignty and national identity and the sanctity of family and all the things that we've lived with from the beginning of time. And he knows that the open border is Satan's way of taking control of the world through all of these people who are his stooges and his servants. And they may think that they're going to become gods. That's what they tell us. Yuval Noah Harari and all the rest of them at the World Economic Forum. You know, the ones who want us eating insects, cockroaches, and that while they dine on the blood of children. Yeah. Those are the people, right? They're not going to win. They're not going to win.
Well, that was Laura Logan, and she was banned from the channel. That's right. She was banned from Newsmax, folks, after that interview. And I can tell you, hats off to Laura Logan. God bless her. And maybe Newsmax needs to have a little higher standards. And by the way, when she said theirs, you know that the ones who want us eating insects and cockroaches, why they dine on the blood of children. There is a whole lot more to that, and we're going to keep trying to do all we can to expose that. Folks out there, the left, the Democrats, the Antichrist system, they have become so evil. I mean, so evil that they literally want to dine. And when she said it's absolutely true, she knows what she's talking about. And so we're going to expose as much of that as we possibly can. Okay, exclusive methods that the Chinese Communist Party uses to colonize the United States. Folks, they're doing that right now. Biden's China, the China that owns the Biden crime cartel, is colonizing America. And with the help of, well, you have something like 70 hardcore people that have had in our Senate. Well, you know, I'm going to save that maybe for tomorrow night. We're going to play some clip. But senators in this country that have had dealings with China and many, many more Congress people out there, folks, that are literally helping. They're on the Chinese payroll, and they're selling America out, and they're selling us so cheaply, too. But anyhow, Unlike the massive invasion of the United States by illegal aliens across our southern border, a deliberate policy perpetrated by the Biden regime, China has conducted what one could describe as a slow-motion invasion over decades, which began with the opening of China under Nixon administration and accelerated thereafter. Again, unlike the present invasion of poor non-English-speaking, occasionally criminal illegal aliens, China has sent highly educated English-speaking professionals to colonize the highest levels of American business and academic institutions. The Chinese Communist Party has exploited America's traditional and legal real estate industry to facilitate the migration, no doubt as part of an effort to shift U.S. political opinion, foreign policy, and trade practices to those more favorable to Beijing in ways not so dissimilar to China's cultivation of Hunter Biden. Key elements of the exploitation include 100% Chinese-owned and operated real estate agencies, appearing and disappearing Chinese-controlled small corporate entities, and apparent facilitators within Chinese communities in major American cities. The following is based on actual individual and companies whose names have been changed but are representative of the activities described above. Yu Wang is a chief executive officer of 100% Chinese-owned and operated real estate agency with four offices in major U.S. metropolitan area. In his second more concealed occupation, Yu Wang acts as an immigration facilitator within a U.S. subsidiary by a large Shanghai-based Chinese conglomerate operating in the international real estate market. Yu Wang advertised in Chinese language websites offering immigration, counseling, relocation assistance, and property purchasing services for Chinese who wish to immigrate to the United States, in particular, young English-trained university students. American universities play a major role in sanitizing young English-trained Chinese who, upon graduation, are immediately hired by Chinese-owned companies or left-wing U.S. corporations, which places them on a path to U.S. citizenship and eventually professional positions that can be useful for Chinese Communist Party. One such example involves Lai Tang, who graduated from a Chinese university and received a master's degree in business administration from a major U.S. university. And after a few entry-level intermediate positions, Lai Tang was hired as an analyst by the U.S. subsidiary of the Beijing-based Yangtze River International Investment Company, which provides startup funding for cutting-edge technological entrepreneurs. Although not a part of Yangtze River portfolio, Young Lai Tang nevertheless appears as a director of a real estate company that has a 50% interest in a strip mall building in Honolulu, Hawaii. Well, it goes on and on telling you all of the ways that the Chinese are literally colonizing America. Speaking of China, Senator Rick Scott is demanding answers about Biden's administration giving taxpayer-funded intellectual property to Communist China. The article goes on to say that the Department of Energy allowed an innovative battery technology developed using millions of American taxpayer dollars to be transferred to a Chinese company. Senator Scott noted that the issue is even more troubling because the DOE, Department of Energy, reportedly allowed this license transfer to a communist Chinese company, while several American companies have been unable to receive authorization from the agency to manufacture the batteries domestically. Well, there you go. Again, like I told you, the Biden crime cartel is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Red Chinese Communist Party. let kids choose. There you go, folks. We talk about the delusional people out there. Here, Joe Biden slams Republicans for banning sex changes for little children. You know, Joey likes the little children, doesn't he? President Joe Biden says it's wrong for a state to ban sex reassignment surgery and puberty blockers for kids in the White House. Interview with transgender TikToker Dylan Mulvaney. Listen, Joey. God didn't make mistakes. God made two genders, men and women. And if you're born a male, you're a male, Joey. If you're born a female, you're a female. That's reality, Joe. Now, the usurper, Joe Biden, says it's wrong. But he is not the president. He's a usurper. And I'll never recognize him as the president. It's wrong for states to ban sex reassignment surgery and puberty blockers for kids. In a White House interview with the transgender TikToker Dylan Mulvaney, Joe Biden has interviewed the past weekend on trans TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney, who now describes, who identifies as a woman or a girl. Joe Biden, well, they don't even know what a woman is. How can you say that? If they don't know what a woman or a girl is, how can they identify if one? That's interesting. Joe Biden told Mulvaney he believes banning sex changes for children is wrong. Let me tell you what's wrong, Joe Biden. You're wrong about everything that you do, about everything, every decision you make. Joe Biden out there it's been wrong for us. And I can't wait till you're gone. I really can't wait till you're gone. Now, oh, it's an interesting thing. You know what happened today? And I find it very interesting, folks. Well, let me just take you the article by Jim Hoft. Garland and Ray, that's Merrick Garland and Chris Ray, your Monday to announce arrests of Chinese double agents harassing Chinese nationals in the U.S. But nothing at all on the Konec CEO. That's the guy that was involved, remember, with all of the election fraud. 13 Chinese double agents were charged today with harassing U.S. nationals. The corrupt DOJ and FBI stole your Monday to announce they indicted 13 Chinese nationals who were threatening U.S. nationals. Chris Ray, Mary Garland, Lisa Monaco spoke during the presser that was delayed nearly half an hour. Why was this a national press conference? Why not press release? Why are they not interrupting your day to discuss MS-13 murdering and threatening Americans? Or what about other nationals? Why do they ignore all of the previous arrests of the Chinese nationals? And why did the FBI and the DOJ not hold a national press conference when Chinese immigrant Eugene Yu, who was arrested earlier this month in Michigan in connection with the theft of personal data of election data? The alleged stolen data belonged to poll workers and was sent to China. The company, Konec, was the subject of the True the Vote pit in Arizona last August, where Catherine Engelbreit and George Phillips singled out that company. There you go. The FBI put the equivalent of $1 million bounty. I've got to take a sip of my tea here, folks. The FBI put the equivalent of a $1 million bounty on President Trump's head to frame him. This is an article by Greg Jarrett. President Trump shared Greg Jarrett's truthful analysis of the FBI's efforts to frame President Trump in a recent Truth. Okay. Nothing like this has ever happened in our country before. Okay. James Comey and his crooked cronies at the Bureau were so desperate to topple Trump that they put the equivalent of a taxpayer-funded bounty on the president's head to frame him. Greg Jarrett has followed the corrupt and criminal Mueller exam from the start. Jarrett knew it was unconstitutional, and he shared this from the start, and we shared his position. Greg Jarrett of Fox News wrote, when Mueller initially brought charges against Manafort and Mueller, that Mueller is tasked with finding a crime that does not exist in the law. So it is a legal impossibility. He is being asked to do something that is manifestly unattainable because there is no such thing as the crime of collusion with foreign countries in the U.S. statutory code. Last week, Jared shared the thoughts about revelations coming out of the recent case involving one of the individuals behind the fraudulent Steele dossier. An FBI analyst dropped a bombshell in Virginia federal courtroom last Tuesday. The FBI secretly offered Christopher Steele $1 million if the ex-British spy could only corroborate his phony dossier that accused Trump of colluding with Russia. See, that's called a bribe, folks. Think about that. James Comey and his crooked cronies in the Bureau were so desperate to topple Trump that they put the equivalent of a taxpayer-funded bounty on the president's head to frame him. Bring us the evidence and we'll make you rich, they told him. They told Steele. The stunning revelation came on the first day of the criminal trial of Igor Danchenko, who was charged by Special Counsel John Durham of lying to the FBI about the dossier. Of course, Steele could not possibly prove any of the dossier because it was pure fiction, totally made up, and the FBI knew it almost from the very offset because Steele's primary source told them so. Early on, Danchenko confessed to the FBI that the document was utterly bogus. He admitted to agents that it was nothing more than a devious composition of rumors, innuendo, multiple heresies, and outright lies. Disclassified documents show that the entire collusion smear was invented by Hillary Clinton herself in the summer of 2016 and funded by her campaign independently. The agency had already debunked it, but told no one. And then he goes on a little side note here. The FBI and DOG are no longer respected entities. No, they're not. They have been taken over by monsters who place personal objectives ahead of justice. Criminals are running the justice system. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Okay. Boy, there are so many news articles. Oh, here's one I wanted to get to. And that is, Christians who recite scripture or pray in abortion-safe zones face prison time in the UK. That's right. It is now a crime in the United Kingdom to display one's Christian faith in areas dubbed as abortion-safe zones. Do you know what, folks? The UK is falling apart. I mean, it is disintegrating from within. They have turned against God like America. They've forgotten their God, but they're even farther down the road than we are. Reports indicate that violators who are caught praying, reciting scripture, or crossing themselves near one of the country's bloody whorehouses of death called abortion mills could face a prison sentence of up to 6 months. The new rules aim to deter Christians from having any influence whatsoever on those wicked women who want to sacrifice their children for convenience or to sell their unborn babies for money. It was already a crime under previous rules to engage in Christian behavior near the bloody whorehouses of death called abortion clinics. Fines of $1,100 were imposed on violators, we're told. Now, however, a Christian can find himself in the clink for expressing such behavior anywhere in the vicinity of baby murderers who wish to have their consciences left alone as they enter and leave those bloody abortion mills where they sacrifice their children. Satanic religious groups claim that abortion is one of their holy sacraments. They are. It's a part of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has become a party of Satan. That's abortion to them is one of their, the Democratic Party. The Democratic Communist Party, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi's party in this country today, killing the innocent children. Killing the innocent children, the most innocent. They consider a punch a part of their holy sacraments. People who recite scripture, genuflect, sprinkle holy water on the ground or cross themselves if they perceive a service, users passing by will be considered guilty of violating the law. Christian persecution wrapping up in the age of rampant Satanism. It was not enough, in other words, for Christians to have to pay hefty fines for violating the census of women getting abortions by their presence. The UK now wants them to be thrown in prison as an additional punishment. The amendment will alter the Truss Government Public Order Bill and comes with the support of a number of Conservative Party MPs, including former Cabinet Officer Minister Andrew Mitchell and former Home Officer Carolyn Noakes. Let me tell you something, folks. God is not mocked. And those people will learn. There's no chance. There's no chance at all that they're not going to learn. They will learn that God is not mocked. Abortion is wicked. Abortion is evil. And people that commit abortion, killing babies, are wicked, evil people. God says they're murderers. Listen, if God says you're a murderer, you're a murderer. That's right, folks. And so, again, there was a time in this country when good, decent people understood that when pastors were bold enough to stand up and call murder, murder. Well, today they're not so bold. But there are some of them that are. And I praise the good Lord for the ones that are. The FBI, here you go. The FBI pays out tens of millions per year, tens of millions per year, to operatives to push Democratic Party narratives. Article by J.D. Hayes. A stunning new investigation report lays out in detail how the FBI spends tens of millions of taxpayer dollars every single year paying off political operatives to help push left-wing Democratic political narratives. The report by American Greatness investigative journalist Julie Kelly notes that the Bureau's grift is expending through the confidential human services or human sources, the CHS program, which is appropriate given that the agency rarely, if ever, has to disclose its sources in courts of law or any other forum to the American people who are funding the program can stay informed. Describing the CHS, that's the Confidential Human Sources Program, as a cash flush operation now primarily used to bolster Democratic Party narratives instead of detecting and preventing crime, Kelly goes on to say that the FBI spends an average of $42 million per year to pay informants and does so with absolutely no financial or legal accountability. Well, you know, the way that the FBI is going, I mean, my guess is that because it's become so corrupt, that when they would pay the informants, there would be an understanding that some of that money would be kicked back. I mean, crooks are crooks. And again, the FBI and the DOJ have, they are not legitimate entities anymore. They're corrupted from top down. Confidential human sources are paid in cash. They can offer their services for a variety of reasons, including financial need to obtain or change immigration status. FBI agents are required to keep at least one informant on the books. An FBI whistleblower told me successfully using CHS to bust up a crime is one way to get promoted, she wrote. However, she noted further that ongoing federal trials related to the phony Trump-Russia hoax, the January 6th false flag operations, and FedNappy case involving Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer are providing a fresh look at the manner in which the FBI acquires its snitches, largely to advance the leftist political agenda. There you go. All right, we're coming up to a break. And I do want to say that the Jug County Tea Party will be having... The Jug County Tea Party will be meeting November 1st at 6:30 at the Metzenbaum Center at 8200 Cedar Road in Chesterland, Ohio. Dr. Myron Shibley, professor, will be talking about Marxism and Communism. Dane Davis, economist and metals commodities expert, will discuss an update on the economy, supply chain, and inflation. I'm going to tell you, things are happening very, very rapidly, very, very rapidly. And we're going to be playing a clip. When we come back, we're going to be playing a clip. And it's something to listen to very carefully because there are really tough times coming this way because of the delusionary mindset of the Antichrist, the Satanist party. People have to understand that we are fighting a war. We're in a war. And those of us in the church, we're in a war against Satan's. And folks, and Satan's children. And you have to realize what the battle is about. Well, we'll be back right after this. And there's a whole lot more to come. So don't go away. More to come. Listen carefully with what's coming up.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.